a nonprofit serving as an outpost of theatric performance in the north of BC, you can imagine that Theatre Northwest faced a number of trials and tribulations over the past few years. Receding attendance, a global pandemic, inflation, travel and transportation costs, but it hasn't stopped them from planning and so far executing yet another season of accessible live theater performance. Any pleasant twist, things are off to a good start this year.
Yeah, the mousetrap has been held over until October 11th at Theatre Northwest, so we're really excited about that.
We are in conversation today with
Bradley Charles. I'm an artistic associate at Theatre Northwest.
Things are going well for The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie.
This is the world's longest running play. It opened in 1954.
Wow.
And it has run continuously. It took a little pause for COVID, but other than that, it has been open all this time in London, so it has some real staying power. It's a story that clearly resonates with people. You know, I love a murder mystery. I think it's a popular kind of story right now, and we're really excited to share it with Prince George.
It is not without any significant challenge, of course, that a local theater has to overcome in order to get the lineup ready each year. What's gone well for you so far, and what were some of the big challenges for you?
Something that's gone really well is our commitment to getting local actors and creatives on our stage is something we've been talking about for a handful of years now, and this season we're really seeing the fruit of that kind of come to fruition. We've got three local actors in The Mousetrap. We've got, I think three or four local actors in the next show, Miracle on 34th Street. So it's really great to see all of the pushing and working that we've been doing to get our really talented local people up on our stage working in professional productions. That's been an absolute win for us. One of the challenges this year, we're doing some shows with some big casts and some big sets. We started building a little earlier than we usually do, so it's a lot more work that goes into it when you have a bigger set and a bigger cast.
Right.
But it's also really fun just having more people in the rehearsal rooms, in the theater. You know, the energy is really great right now.
It's been a really exciting energy in the theater, just having, you know, bigger audiences than we've seen since COVID.
Yes. Do you feel like there are ways in which the audience or subscription base has responded, say, more positively now than it has pre-pandemic? Have you seen any interesting results coming out of the pandemic and into this new theater season here?
Something that's been really heartwarming to me has just been the level of support that people have been willing to have for any kind of change that we have in response to COVID-based challenges. You know, when we shortened the amount of time before the show that the lobby was open, everybody, there was no complaints. Another thing we've done is to save paper costs, gone to a paperless program. So the handbill that we give you on the way into the show is now a QR code. And, you know, I was expecting people to be upset about that, at least some people to be upset. And for the most part, the vast majority of people have said, that's a great idea. Even if they're struggling with the technology of it, they're totally on board. So our audience has been really supportive in every way that we've asked them to be, including returning and coming back and seeing our shows.
And do you feel like people are, you know, really picking back up on theater now, or is it still kind of difficult to get back to that pre-pandemic attendance?
Well, we're definitely seeing people start to return, but no, we're not back to pre-pandemic numbers yet. And nobody is. You know, I was just talking with some other folks in the theater industry across the country, and everybody's seeing the same things, especially with the costs of labor and materials going up in every industry, funding sources not keeping up with that, combined with trying to come back after COVID. We're all talking about strategies on how to stay up. So it's an ongoing thing. We're definitely happy to see so many people at the theater, but we're not out of the woods yet. It's going to be a long process. COVID was really hard on the live event industry. So we're leaning on community support and people getting season passes and continuing to support the theater more than ever.
What's coming up after The Mousetrap?
After The Mousetrap, we have Miracle on 34th Street. It's a live musical radio play. So anyone who's familiar with that old film, Miracle on 34th Street, this is going to be fun for the whole family and a real Christmas outing. It's going to be absolutely great. We've got a really great lineup of artists to put this show together. It's going to be visually beautiful. It's going to sound awesome. And it's going to be really fun to watch. We'll have live Foley effects, you know, the whole shebang that comes along with a radio play.
Wow.
You know, sound effects happening live on stage, people doing, you know, voicing different characters. We're going to have the real live Santa Claus here with us.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be awesome. After that, in the new year, we're starting with Sexy Laundry by Michelle Rimmel. This is a play that people will remember from the Theater Northwest stage. We did it in 2009, so we're bringing it back because it is such a wonderful play and it's been popular all over Canada. We have two wonderful actors who live in Wells that are actually an actual married couple coming to play a married couple.
Wow.
On our stage. That one's going to be wonderful. It's a really hilarious and relatable story of a middle-aged couple who are trying to get the spark back. So they get a hotel room and, you know, chaos ensues. And then we're going to finish off the season with The Hound of the Baskervilles, a Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle story, but it's a comedic adaptation. This script is absolutely hysterical, and I love it so much, and I can't wait to finish off our season with this. You know, we're calling this the Magic and Mystery season, and that show definitely encapsulates magic and mystery. It's chaos, but in a fun and entertaining way, but it still has that Sherlock Holmes mystery in it. Where are the Hounds of the Baskervilles? Is it real? Are they ghost dogs?
Spooky stuff.
Come find out.
We are in a nonprofit here as well. Theater Northwest is also a nonprofit, kind of arts and culture-based organization. Sources of funding haven't necessarily kept pace with the cost of inflation or cost of goods or expanding wages that need to be paid. And in some cases, funding sources have actually shrunk.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm kind of interested, has the theater gotten creative in ways of finding more funding, or have you been trying to access capital in ways that you've never tried before, or what is that looking like right now?
That is the big question, and I don't have a clear answer for it. Yeah, we are trying to get more people to see our shows. We have fundraisers that have been successful in the past and that are starting to come back, you know, and those kinds of things didn't really work during COVID. Yeah, it's at a point where, like in all nonprofit organizations, you know, the people on the team need to kind of band together and share hats and help each other out. There's been a lot of that, especially with our new artistic leadership model that we adopted in 2020. Instead of having one artistic director and a general manager, and those two people are the heads of all the decision making, we have an artistic producer and then three artistic associates working under that person to collaboratively make all the creative decisions, instead of one person making creative decisions and one person making financial decisions. It's a much more collaborative approach. So that has enabled us to really work as a team and stay limber in that sense, where when somebody needs to be on another task, we can all pitch in and help out.
Right.
You know, in The Mousetrap right now, our box office manager is in the cast. So she can't really be selling tickets out front before the show while she's getting ready to go on stage. So there's two or three of us that have jumped in to cover that spot. And that's just the nature of working in the arts, right? We're all artists as well as administrators.
It sounds like the organizational restructuring you did has helped you adapt to some of these changes that were also brought on by the pandemic as well. Would you say it kind of helps you roll with the punches a little bit easier as funding goes up and down and left and right?
I think it has, yeah. Primarily it was in response to shifting a focus on the region and wanting to support artists that are based in and around Prince George. Historically, Theatre Northwest has contracted artists from all over the country, and we still do. But we've shifted to a focus on people in our region for a number of reasons. You know, hiring people where they live is beneficial to not just the organization, but to those people. You know, closer you are to your family and your support network and the things that you generally need on a day-to-day basis, the better work you can do, I think. So instead of bringing in an artistic director from somewhere else in a major center, Calgary or Toronto or whatever, the decision was made to bring three local artists together to do the job collaboratively. And it has had some real benefits. You know, myself, Anna Russell, and Melissa Glover are all from the community. So we know the community. We know kind of what the tastes are of the people that we talk to. We know kind of the artists that are around that a new person in town might not necessarily know to tap for a certain task. And it's been really rewarding just kind of building that community and having the tools to just invest in the artists that live here.
Theater Northwest has done a fantastic job of making really fun and engaging fundraising events throughout the year, though. I'm curious, you know, we're in the fall, there's a lot of people back to school, they're looking for something fun to do. Do you have anything cool and classy coming up that we might be able to attend?
Funny you should ask, I have just the thing. On October 14th, we're doing a Scotch and Social event.
Wow.
If anybody who is interested in Scotch or wants to learn about Scotch or already likes Scotch and just wants a really fun night out, it's 5 tastings for $80. We get 5 different Scotches. We guide you through them. We explain, you know, why they taste the way they taste, how to, you know, really impress your friends and look like you know how to drink Scotch. Because you do, because you've come and you've learned how, and we've taught you. It's always a really, really great fundraiser. And you know, you're right. Theater Northwest is a nonprofit. We operate on grants and fundraising. Ticket sales don't cover the cost of all that we do here, not even close. So we really rely on the support of our community. This fundraiser is one of the ways that we can make it really fun, but also our community gets to come and support us and help us raise some money.
If people out in the community are interested in helping Theater Northwest out, of course, come see a show. That's obvious.
Number one, yeah.
Come visit Theater Northwest website, get your tickets there. But say other types of help that you need as far as volunteering. Are you also looking to billet actors as they come to town? Are they looking for a place to stay? Does Theater Northwest need that kind of service? Or how can people help out?
Absolutely. There's a ton of ways to help out. Like you said, the number one way is buy a ticket and come take in a show. But like you said, volunteers are absolutely the backbone of what we do. Of course, like everybody, when we shut down for however long, we come back and some of our volunteers weren't able to come back. And that's just the reality of it. So we are currently looking for new volunteers, people who want to come out and see a show or come out and help work the concession. And like you said, if people have the space and the capacity to host artists when we bring them in, we have some wonderful billets, and we're always looking to expand that pool. Volunteering for our shows is one of the best ways to help support the organization, and you get to see the show for free. So if you want to volunteer at Theater Northwest, send an email to admin@theaternorthwest.com, and we'll get back to you.
That's Bradley Charles, Artistic Associate at Theater Northwest. On the year ahead, and the ups, downs, lefts and rights, and everything in between, at a local outpost of the theater, right here in Prince George, British Columbia. This is CFUR 88.7 FM. I'm Ian Gregg, broadcasting on the traditional territory of the Kleiliitane First Nation, acknowledging the support of the CRFC, Heritage Canada, and the Local Journalism Initiative Fund.